For over half a century now, the John Birch Society has been the most radical anti-communist and anti-government organization in the history of the United States. It was created by a few wealthy and angry Americans who feared losing their wealth and their interpretation of the American dream. Their strategy was and is to inject the fear of totalitarian slavery into the hearts and minds of millions of gullible and illogical, unhappy Americans. The founders of the Birch Society believe that a group of men called the Illuminati are the forefathers of communism, and that they work hand in hand with Satan in a conspiracy to eliminate America. Birchers warn that we have little time left, and if we don't act soon to save America, all will be lost. They've been saying this with great panic and fear for over a half a century now. The Society boasts that the only weapon in fighting this conspiracy is with their truth. The leadership in the John Birch Society does this with constant brainwashing of their followers. They do this with scare tactics and a conspiracy philosophy that preaches to anyone who will listen to them that America will surely perish if you don't join them in the fight now. They want you to invest in them with your money and time. They'll educate you on whom to vote for, and they'll tell you to get your friends and family to do the same. The Society is very much like a cult, except that it boasts a private and secret membership with a wide variety of religious affiliations. They're an organization with chapters set up in each and every state. At one point, they had over 400 of their American Opinion bookstores operating in America. They have monthly meetings in living rooms all over the country. They have action items, letter-writing campaigns, call your congressman scripts, put up signage, as well as other activities, that are necessary for members to complete each month. They encourage members to host speaking events and community meetings in their homes. They set up booths at local fairs to recruit new members. They buy billboards all over our highway systems. Occasionally, they buy advertising in newspapers to sway public opinion. They encourage homeschooling and provide their own curriculum so children can avoid the indoctrination of communism in the public schools. My early teenage years were mostly guided by Dad's leadership and the example he set. Dad was like an obedient zombie when it came to the propaganda from the John Birch Society. Anything put out by the Society in their American Opinion newsletter or the New American magazine was considered gospel. Their books, videos, and instructions were held up to be the truth. Being the good, obedient son that I was, I clung to each and every word and message as if it were an absolute truth. Dad was literal in this, as his support and dedication to the John Birch Society was his top priority in life. It was his pulse, his directive, and his purpose. Dad's dedication to the Birch Society was higher than his dedication to his family, his wife, his children, his friends, and his God, and ultimately, even higher than his dedication to America. Dad was down in the dumps, so when he discovered the John Birch Society and joined, it gave him purpose. Most people, like my father, get suckered into the John Birch Society because they suffer from low self-esteem, paranoia, and fear of the unknown. These people are then fed inflammatory information to ignite their frustration and anger, after which all they do is think, say, and preach irresponsible and hateful things. The John Birch Society was formed in 1958, 13 years after World War II ended, and after the United States worked hand in hand with the communists in the Soviet Union together to end Hitler's dream. Birchers assert that the U.S. government is controlled by a group of Satan-loving internationalists, bankers, Jews, and corrupt politicians who seek a one-world socialist government. They believe that this will come about, gradually, through the decline in Western civilization, but mostly they believe that secret traitors in the United States will tear up the Constitution and one day soon hand over our sovereignty to the United Nations.